A couple of state legislators used a videotaped Capitol hearing as a way to tell Wisconsin's 9 representatives and 2 senators how some constituents feel about a resolution allowing use of force against Iraq. UW-Madison sociology professor Joe Welder said an attack on Saddam Hussein might draw Israel and others into the conflict, shaking up an already unstable part of the world.
A U.S. invasion of Iraq could release a Pandora's box of unanticipated and violent consequences. Consequences that would endanger the lives of innocent Americans and non-Americans throughout the world.
Former state legislator and Democratic Party activist Midge Miller also opposes any invasion of Iraq. She says the U.S. needs the approval of the United Nations.
This administration has unequivocally told the world, we will not be ruled by your courts. We will not do our share to protect the environment. It is okay to build nuclear weapons. We plan to do so. If you don't see things our way, we will go it alone.
Others, like Leah Zeldin, doubt that Iraq has ties to the terrorist group Al-Qaeda. A member of Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, she also doubts that Iraq is to blame for last fall's attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon.
We deplore the use of lies and false justifications promulgated by the U.S. government to convince the U.S. citizenry that a preemptive strike, an eventual war against Iraq, is necessary to counter a hypothetical threat.
The opposition at the hearing to a possible attack against Iraq was overwhelming. Senator Fred Risser drew silence, then cheers, when peace activists realized they were a majority and no opponents were going to speak.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of the president's initiative? Well, then it appears...
But those cheers may be short-lived. Even congressional critics say President Bush has the needed votes to use force against Iraq. Some Democrats, including Senator Russ Feingold, have been seeking alternatives to war. Senator Herb Kohl has not indicated how he'll vote. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.